I'm speaking with Nick Bruce, a member of Knoxville's newest percussion quartet, Q Percussion. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to speak with me, Nick.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Q Percussion became an official group during lockdown. How did you all come to the conclusion that quarantine was a good time to make a new ensemble?
So that really came out of necessity, honestly. You know, we were planning a performance during the school year, actually. We were going to perform like late April was what we had the concert scheduled for. Spending all semester, putting together reps, figuring out venues, you know, all of the logistical stuff. And then once lockdown happened, it was kind of like, well, back to square one. We can't do this rep. So how can we still remain active? How can we still perform together and put out content? And I guess like I said, it was born out of necessity. We had a desire and a need to get content out and to get off the ground a little bit. So we found a way to do that by electronic platforms and social media that came in handy, and it allowed us to do what we wanted to do.
So tell me a little bit more about the other members of your group. How did you all come to know each other and like each other enough to want to be in a performing ensemble together?
Yeah, so all the members are myself, Nick Bruce, Morgan Tao, Christian Swafford, and Baldwin Rufino. The first three of us, having graduated from UT this past spring, and Baldwin is in his second year at UT. But when me, Christian, and Morgan met last year, we hit it off pretty well, like, from the start. We had a pretty small cohort as far as percussion. Typically, it's not going to be too many percussion master students, but we three were just really close. Our musical interests were pretty intertwined. And the more we learned about each other, the more we started to appreciate how we approach music and how we approach performance. So it was always, I guess, always in the back of our minds, like, you know, we wouldn't mind, you know, playing together pretty often or, you know, putting together a rep every once in a while. And then Baldwin came in last fall. We really just took a liking to each other. For me, I guess it was a moment where I was like, you know what? I really think we should form a group. I really think we need to continue playing together because of our diverse interests and because of our very strong beliefs as far as what music can do and what we can do for percussion, you know, diversity-wise. That was a big thing that we all talked about because we all three are ethnically diverse, but we also have very, very diverse interests that somewhat intertwine, but also each of us has our own, like, branch of things that we want to discover and explore. And we're like, well, what if we just brought all of that together and created something that maybe we hadn't even seen before, or that we grew this into something that could be really special. And that was late 2019. And then, of course, we got planning on the first performance. We had a lot of discussions about what the rep should look like for that first concert. But we ended up pulling something together that we were proud of. You know, we were working hard. We were excited to put that on. And hopefully we can still perform that rep. There was a lot of cool music. Unfortunately, now is not the time for that. But there will be a time for that. So I'm excited for when that can happen.
So I know, like you just mentioned, you all are very dedicated to promoting racial diversity with the music that you play. And when we think about arts advocacy, percussion music isn't always the first thing that comes to mind. What do you hope your future audiences will be able to take away from your performances?
Yeah, so we had an initial name for Q, and there, it was kind of funny. It's kind of like a little wordplay. I wanted to name it Just Percussion, and the point of Just Percussion would have been, well, what do you guys do? We just do percussion. What that looks like to us is, you know, a wide array of things, making sure we're representing disenfranchised individuals, people that are underrepresented in the field, making sure that we are representing our personal interests. So, like, chamber percussion should not be XYZ. It's literally just music. It's just percussion. So let's show that being diverse shouldn't be a huge goal. That should just be what it is. It should literally just be percussion.
How did you come up with Q Percussion? What did that name change process look like?
Yeah, so Q, this kind of came out of nowhere. From a musical standpoint, as percussionists and chamber musicians, we have to cue very often, give each other nonverbal forms of communication in order to, you know, communicate tempo or communicate an entrance in a new section. So cue is just a very musical term that applies to us in a lot of ways. But also we each felt that we were called to do this, you know, for whatever reason or another. We were kind of given like a spiritual cue, if you will, to take action and to to form a group that can become very special. So it's like we were moved, and we were given a very clear mental cue or emotional cue to do some good work, and that kind of stuck, and we all been enjoying that so far. So that kind of goes into what I hope people take away from us, is that, you know, we care about diversity, we care about representation, but at the same time, we are only doing what musicians and percussionists should be doing. I don't want it to seem like we're trying to be heroes. We're just trying to play music, and we're trying to avoid that pitfall of saying, well, we just like what's good, and then that resulting in us only playing a limited scope of what is actually out there. We do want to represent people who are unrepresented, but we also do want it to come from a very genuine place, and we want that to be felt.
And if I'm not mistaken, at one point, or even right now, the four of you are all in a different state. Is that right?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm in South Carolina. Morgan is in North Carolina. Christian and Baldwin, for the moment, are both in Tennessee. But Christian, he's going to be starting at University of Kentucky in the fall. So He's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky in a matter of a couple weeks. So we'll all be in four different states. So that we definitely had to tap into some creativity and even sharpen up on some technological skills in order to make what we have made happen.
And in one of your videos, I saw so many instrument changes and costume changes that had to take a long time to consolidate. What does the process for making music videos look like for y'all?
So that one was really fun. That was for a kids show. It was a pretty cool connection that Morgan had down in Austin, Texas. One of the largest community and school steel band. But yeah, that for us, we had to coordinate who would wear what and who would play what, because we had to follow a very specific instrumentation. So deciding who played what, I actually did the choreography for who would look where and when they would do that. So that part, once everything was kind of dictated for us, all we had to do was just do it, and then we did put the video together and the sound together. And the video and sound in themselves are two processes as well. So there's a lot of prep work as far as, you know, coordinating all that, who would play what, what choreography would we do. It was so fun, a lot of moving parts. But once it came together, you know, I guess you enjoyed. So
I did, very much so.
It did very well, yeah.
And again, if I'm not mistaken, Q Percussion just had a live Zoom performance, right?
Yeah, so we composed some of the music for this very, very cool new project that a dancer named Amber Daniels, who currently is studying at University of Maryland, she had this really unique idea to curate a performance that was made for Zoom and only for Zoom.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of, you know, in light of the cancellations, there have been a lot of live performances that were meant to be performed in front of a live audience that have been transitioned to Zoom. Point of this was to say, you know, we're going to use Zoom as our performance space, as our sole performance space. So Amber had some really, really creative thoughts and some really interesting ideas that I think have come to life very beautifully in the performance. Normally, the musicians will offer their interpretation of something, and the dancers will then respond to that. So we kind of flipped this whole idea of music and dance on its head. Which in itself is also a novel idea. So it was a really cool experience. I'm honored to say that I was a part of that, and that we were a part of that, that new experience, that new project.
So you mentioned Facebook. How else can our listeners keep up with Q Percussion?
Yeah, Q Percussion is also on Instagram, at Q Percussion. We also have a YouTube page. We have several of our videos there. You can see all the tag stuff we've done, the stuff we did before, the Inside Out Steel Band, and even some promotional stuff for this crossword collaboration is what the dance project is called. So those through Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Please check us out.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
In conversation with Nick Bruce, a member of the new percussion quartet, Q Percussion.